Okay, when did you actually come to live in Burnaby?
1930.
And why did you choose Burnaby?
You can tell me why.
Well, we wanted more property. We wanted to develop a garden, and property at the university was pretty expensive then. It was much less expensive up here at that time. We bought it for what it was owing on taxes in 1930.
Bought it in 29.
Yeah. So the two reasons, it was cheaper, and we wanted more land.
And we wanted a quality of soil as well.
Can you tell us how much land you did get then?
Seven acres. 7 acres of largely bush. It had been lived on. Our immediate predecessor here was a widower. He was Swedish, and he built boats. He had a boat he built down here. And where our house stands, he had, I don't know how he lived, but he had a greenhouse here that was heated in the way in which the way in which Liverpool Cathedral is now heated, or the Romans heated it, by having heat go under the soil and emanate up. You know, what do you call it? Radiant heating, I guess. No, it wouldn't be called it that, but anyhow, the heat radiates, anyhow. And he had this whole mechanism right under this, where he had his greenhouse. He heated his greenhouse that way. Underground heat.
Is it steam? Is it like pipes laid in the ground?
No. Yes, he had pipes, yeah. That's right.
Did you build your own house then?
Yes. Designed it, architected it, and built it.
We didn't do the actual work.
We didn't do the hammering. But there were largely people, first-rate artisans who lived in Burnaby, built it. And the man who built it was Mr. Edwards, who's not dead, but he lived on 6th Street, just below, just this side of Edmonds. Mm-hmm. And the man who built the fireplace was Ernie Winch. Huh. And the man who put in our septic tank was Harold Winch, his son, who was an unemployed youth at that time, and later became MP, and also who was the main person who, at the time of the riots and so on during the Depression, was the person who best saw to it that and he understood the young people of his day, and he tempered them to and so on. I always feel that he did this. He had an under even at that time. He was quite a person.
Why? I'm interested why someone who was teaching at UBC would come to live in Burnaby. All right, it was cheaper. But how long did it take you to get from here to your work?
Well, I think I can answer your first question maybe a little bit better. I don't want to be misinterpreted as being arrogant, but I think we both had a little bit of a feeling. And I think some people develop that, where you're at another end of a spectrum, where you don't necessarily want to associate 24 hours a day with the people that you're ordinarily with. And that's one of the reasons. How long did it take us to go? We had a Model T Ford. There wasn't a stop sign between here and the university. And we could make that easily, well, quite well, in 30 minutes. And I've made it in considerably less when dashing for a class.
What roads did you use?
Well, we went down Spurling, which at that time was the remains of its original corduroy condition. Then we turned onto the Grandview Highway, or the old Douglas Road, and I regret the fact that it's now called Canada Way, incidentally. It should be called Douglas Road. Mm-hmm. And then just two or three years prior to that, what is now the Grandview Highway had been constructed. But if you want to know anything about the problems of travel, at that day, there was fog on a colossal scale.
Not many street lights.
No.
Ah.
Hardly any street lights.
So driving, if it was a foggy night, was
it that was, oh yeah. There, after you turned up the Boundary Road and you turned on the Grandview Highway after you made that turn, the next street light, you didn't see it until the next street light was at Willingdon Avenue. And then there wasn't one from there till you got to the Royal Oak. And with all those curves, it was quite a problem.
Mm-hmm. What was Burnaby like in 1930 when you came to live here? Was it fairly settled? Was it densely settled?
No. The population of Burnaby, I don't know exactly what it was, but I would say it was around 25,000 people.
Yeah.
About that. I don't know exactly what it was. No, it had.
In this area, most people owned acreage.
Yes, in this area, chiefly acreage was owned. Yeah.
And what did people do with their acreage? Was it for a purpose or?
Well, you might tell about Mr. Harold and Mr. McHappy now, but there are some who, put it this way, who lived that way, and there are others who had acreage for their own enjoyment and their own food and so on, various different.
The corner of Buckingham and Spurling, they owned 5 acres in there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they didn't.
They had a dairy farm, Carter's, down here on Buckingham and Spurling. Carter's.
Yeah, it varied.
Yeah. And they supplied milk to the community.
Maybe we should try and define, when you say this community, what area you see as being this community. Just so that the listeners can tell.
Well, I would say we were what was, I don't know, somewhere up the Douglas Road. It's like a bowl. It's like a bowl. And it's somewhere up the Douglas Road, I don't know how far up, and up here, just above the top of Spurling, and Walker Avenue, or a little bit higher, and then around Ocala, and down Royal Oak, and then we'd go to the other side of Burnaby Lake, where there wasn't very much, and you draw. That would be the Deer Lake area, right. What we'd call it.
And within that area, most people had acreage of some kind.
No, not everywhere. When we say this area, it's a smaller area that we're talking about.
Yeah.
People here and on Buckingham, when you got to the top of the hill, there were lots. So it varied, but the area we're speaking of, acreage, was a smaller area than the one you're defining. The people down here all had acreage, and the people on Buckingham had acreage.
And the people
that had raspberries had acreage, but then another section would be more or less lots. The top of Spurling in 1930, because I knew the people that lived up there. There are a lot of new houses, it's true, but they'd have big lots, but they didn't have acreage up there.
No.